You might recall a few weeks ago, I talked to a business owner in Lake City. And I've told you that there's a large variety store in Lake City. That's one of my two options for driving into work, depending on traffic. But I've seen what's happened over the last 20 years. And ever since they put in this big food bank in Lake City, the street drug vagrants have just been an exponentially horrible problem around there. And I've seen people shoot up heroin in the parking lot of this large variety store, shooting between their toes because nothing else, everything else is scarred over. And so with all the homeless drug vagrants in Lake City, the problem that they've had lately is to beautify the neighborhood 20 years ago, they put in some big planter boxes. They could put in some trees and some flowers and try to make it, you know, just a more pleasant place. There's only one problem. There's a little plaza on 125th in Lake City, and they put in this wheelchair-accessible large porta-potty. But the street drug addicts, they don't want to use the porta-potty because it's a block or two away. They don't want to walk a block or two. So they're just defecating in the planter boxes. They're urinating in the planter boxes. They're leaving their needles all over the front stoops of these businesses. They're sleeping in the planter boxes. So as I'm driving into work this morning, I heard that Seattle DOT said the solution, get rid of the homeless? No, come on. This is Seattle. That's not the solution. No, we're going to get rid of the planter boxes. I'm serious. That's what they're doing. So they had this, these are concrete planter boxes. And they had a big, huge backhoe out there in front of the post office on 125th in Lake City. When I drove in this morning, and it's demolishing these planter boxes. Channel 4 was out there. ComoNews.com is where they have the story. And they talked to Dennis and Kimmy, and they asked them why the boxes were being removed.
You know why they're removing the trees on the planter?
Yeah, because we've been sitting there. We've been camping out there.
Do you have any idea why they're moving you?
I know something about Bush presidency, about Iraqi war, but yeah.
What did she say? Did she say what I think she said?
Yes.
The Bush presidency,
yes.
The Iraqi war in Libya.
Yep.
That's why they're taking out the planter boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that the guy, hear what he calls himself?
You know why they're removing the trees on the planter?
Yeah, because we've been sitting there. We've been camping out there.
Do you have any idea?
We've been camping out there. And I got a lot more to say about this. Let me take a quick time out. I got to play you the rest of these sound bites. But again, the reason they're removing the planter boxes in Lake City.
Do you know why they're moving you?
I know something about Bush presidency, about Iraqi war in Libya.
Okay. The Bush presidency, the Iraqi war in Libya is why they're removing the human feces filled planter boxes. It's always Bush's fault, isn't it? But I don't like how the media is playing the word games that the drug addicts are. Campers. They're not campers. They're a bunch of vagrant drug squatters. Lots more to come. Quick time out. I got to play for you a lot more audio here as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Getting lots of comments from you on the Online Trading Academy text line. I appreciate all of your thoughts. All right, let's get back to this idiocy out in Lake City. So as you heard right before the break, they're removing these concrete planters because campers, that's annoyance number one, they like camping in these planters where the flowers and trees were. And also, it's because of Bush.
You know why they're removing the trees in the place?
Yeah, because we've been sitting there. We've been camping out there.
Do you have any idea why they're moving you?
I know something about Bush presidency, about Iraqi war in Libya.
Yep. The Bush presidency, Iraqi war in Libya is why they're removing planter boxes in Lake City. One of the employees out there, he works for the fish store, and he described what they do in these planter boxes.
They'll literally poop in front of you. Like, they don't even hide it.
Now, they just drop their pants, poop right in the boxes. A neighborhood advocate, Jennifer, she says that she had to talk to city officials to get rid of these things.
The fecal contamination, the garbage, okay. The drinking, all of it that goes with it. And this is, like, during the day.
And Dennis is one of the homeless people there. And he says, hey, instead of removing the planters, why don't you just do more for us?
I can't understand the reasoning behind moving the planters instead of helping the homeless and getting us off the planters.
Okay. Well, again, there is a wheelchair-accessible porta-potty within a long block of these planters, and yet the drug addicts are choosing to poop and urinate in the planters. So most homeless people refuse services because using heroin and living on the street is sadly their lifestyle of choice. When they are offered services, they turn them down. Here is Joseph, and he had named a tree in one of the homeless planters.
And I watched Lucille grow up.
Lucille is the name of the tree. And let me read to you from the Como story here. Another street camper. Can we stop calling them campers? Campers are people who go to Olympic National Park or Mount Rainier, have a sleeping bag, you know, that sort of stuff. Let's stop calling them campers. Another street camper in a wheelchair tried to prevent the city from uprooting a tree he named Lucille. He spent the night under the tree and till the police told him to move. So that was the soundbite I just played for him. He said, I watched Lucille grow up. And he says he wants to give Lucille to the designer of the planter box for transplant. I said, what? There are designers for these planter boxes? They're concrete rectangles. How much did the taxpayers pay to have those things designed? I could have found you something like that on Amazon in about 2 seconds. If they paid a designer, yes, I have an idea. I'm going to make it 5 feet long and 2 feet wide. I'll make it a perfect rectangle. We'll pour concrete, then we'll fill it with dirt. My design work is $22,000, please. To the designers of the planters. Here's a homeless advocate, though, who says, no, we have to keep the planters that everybody poops and piddles in.
Get rid of the trees, get rid of the trash, and send the homeless people off to, I don't know, somewhere. You know, just, it's really dumb leadership.
Leadership? We have no leadership. And, yes, we should not tolerate this level of lawlessness on the streets. And Dennis, the homeless guy, he said, well, they can try to get rid of us, but it won't work.
Taking out the planters is not going to stop me from coming back and sitting on the sidewalk.
No, they'll just poop on the sidewalk, which, by the way, they have been doing in record numbers. So that's the latest attempt to clean up the homeless problem from a city with the most clueless politicians of any major city in the United States.